Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And I am your co-host, Zach Morello, for this week.
And on this week's episode, where's my paper? We're going to be talking about an article we found in the Toronto Star, which Zach Morello will be talking about. Also, relationships. Why are they so complicated? And later on, for our discussion piece, we will be talking about remakes of songs, classic songs, you know, the good ones, you know, Michael Jackson, the Beatles. Why? What are your opinions on that? Do you like that? Do you don't? Yeah, that's a good word for it. Do you don't? All that and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. And Zach, give us a start here with that wonderful piece you found in the paper.
Okay, so the title of the article is General's Alleged Fling Could Lead to Prison. That's a pretty good intro right there for the article. A former Canadian commander charged in connection with the five-month fling in Kandahar now faces 40 years in prison and a dishonorable discharge from the military in a court-martial to be held next year. Brigadier General Daniel Menard was on the force's Shining Lights, the head of 2,800 Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan, and set to take responsibility for the Quebec operations of the Army when he was accused of having an intramarital affair with a subordinate last May. He and Master Corporal Bianca Langlois were dispatched home from the war when word of their affair emerged, and while the Canadian forces carried out an investigation. Military documents obtained by the Toronto Star indicate that the sexual relations between the two began on November 15, 2009 and lasted until April 27, 2010. Military police's forbid deployed soldiers, even married personnel, from having romantic or sexual relations while overseas. In addition to two charges of conduct prejudicial to good order and discipline and a charge of obstructing justice, the Canadian forces said Menard will face three additional courts of obstructing justice. Lieutenant Colonel Mario Levaye, Assistant Director of Military Prosecutions, said he was not authorized to explain what led to the new charges. Lieutenant Colonel Troy Sweet, however, Menard's lawyer, declined when he asked to explain the charges against his client, but said that they lacked any basis in law. I don't think it will stick, he said in a telephone interview. Obstructing justice is a criminal code offense with a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, folks. The other charges relating to conduct under the National Defense Act and could lead to Menard's dishonorable discharge from the force he has been serving for 26 years. So that's pretty much it. He had an affair overseas with one of his subordinates, and now he's being fired from the Army.
Well, that's quite the interesting development.
Yeah. So what do you guys think?
What do you think, Kelvin?
It's weird. It's a really weird article. It's a really interesting article to like pick up too. So
yeah, definitely, for sure. My opinion. What do I stand on this? I should have done my homework. I didn't do my homework this week.
Well, let's ask the question again. What do you guys think? Do you think that that our soldiers over in Afghanistan and Iraq should be allowed to have sexual or like affairs overseas? Well, obviously not like affairs, like if they're married to someone back home.
Obviously not, no.
Yeah. No, but like, say if they're single, the other person's single, and they want to hook up, should they be allowed? Because at the moment,
I personally think it really shouldn't be a problem, because you're over there, you know, you get lonely, obviously, and you know, if you're spending months and months and months over there, obviously your hormones are going to be absolutely just raging. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but like, I
totally agree with you, Eric, because, like, you know, these army soldiers are, like, fighting for a certain amount of time, and they're dealing with all this amount of time. And as you said, they do get lonely. So
of course they do. I mean,
all of their families are, like, in Canada. Like, what are they going to do? They're all by themselves.
Well, I hope they're not doing anything with their families back when they get home.
Well, no.
The fact is, like,
I don't think Zach got that one.
Yeah. No, affairs, like, we're not talking about, like, having an affair, like, saying, oh, you have a wife and children home and then sleeping with someone else. We're talking about, like, say they're both single.
Yeah, exactly. would do it. I think it, seriously, I honestly don't think it'd be a problem. I can understand why people think it would be a problem though, because if they develop close enough connections, it could distract the people. It could distract the troops on the line. I understand that, but that they're responsible for their own actions. You know, they're all adults over there. Mm-hmm. pardon me. They're all adults over there. You know, they should be able to if they wish to start a relationship while they're over there with another fellow officer, then by all means, I don't think it should be a problem, to be honest. What about you, Zach? You haven't really told us your opinion.
Well, I've actually already said my opinion that I agree with you that it shouldn't be a problem unless they have a family back home.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be a huge issue.
Yeah.
And Kelvin, you agree with all this as well, right?
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, go for it. Why not? You know.
But what about the people out there? If you're listening, we're probably gonna put this up on the discussion board this week. I know the discussion board was quite lacking this week. Tisk 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 tisk.
The week before was pretty good, though.
The week before was really good. That's because I begged people on my Facebook. Not gonna lie. No, it was quite considerably lacking last week, guys. This week we'll be talking about this. What you think about all this and. We'll probably have a couple discussions up this week. This and later on the show when we're talking about the, pardon me, when we're talking about, I don't know what I'm saying right now.
Our interaction.
Our interaction when we're talking about redone songs by older songs. Like, for example, when Michael Jackson redid, what did he do? Come Together by the Beatles. That just, yeah. Or anybody who redoes like a classic song. Like, what do you guys think? We'll be talking about that later. But anyways, that's going to be on the discussion later today. And we'll be throwing up on Facebook before we leave the studio today. Before we really get into much of the rest of the show, this week, as we told you last week, is all Broadway show tunes. I know Calvin might not want to listen to this because it's not too techno for him. But you know what? You know, we're all friends here. We're not going to kill each other. Anyways, so...
Maybe off air.
Sorry?
Maybe when we're off here.
maybe. We're all friends. I'm pretty sure we are. anyways. Whoa, guys. Whoa. And Zach had a good way to put this, but I think we're going to just go with what I have played here. Sorry, Zach. I'm changing the playlist.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, so the first Broadway show tune we're going to play with you.
Play for you.
Thank you, Zach. Thank
you. We need like a technical difficulty sound.
Thank you for correcting my mistake. Anyways, we're going to start you off with a song from We'll Rock You called Hammer to Fall. Here it is.
your dreams, mates.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first song you heard there was Hammer to Fall from the hit musical We Will Rock You, and also the last one, Seasons of Love, from
Rent.
Thank you, Zach. I had a brain fart.
You're doing a lot today.
Oh, jeez, it's been a long week. Leave me alone, guys.
It's not even done yet.
Oh.
Maybe you should turn Calvin's mic on.
He can do it himself. He can turn himself on. Anyways, so next we want to talk to you guys, relationships. Oh, this is a big one. I mean, there's a lot of, welcome to college. We've got relationship problems. Welcome.
It's more like we brought him over from high school.
Well, not everybody.
Well, some of us have just come out of high school. Some of us are coming back after a while.
Are you poking fun at me?
No, I'm just...
Good boy!
I'm stating the facts.
Okay, so I guess one thing you can say, this year, it started, I was in a relationship with somebody. It was complicated. I don't want to discuss the details on air to protect this woo-man.
Woo-man. It.
No, she wasn't an it, that's for sure. I found that out. Oh boy, was she not an it. anyways, things got complicated. She left me, started dating somebody else. I was devastated, blah, blah, blah. And I met this wonderful girl. I guess you could say we're kind of sort of seeing each other. I'm not going to say any names to people.
Aww.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think you need to.
But people who are listening at home right now, some people from our class are listening. But who knows? You don't even know if this is somebody from my own class or if there's somebody at home. You don't know that, Zachary. That's what I thought. Exactly.
Fair enough.
Anyways, so I met this wonderful woman in my life now. I've never been with someone who's treating me this well before. Regardless, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the amazing, oh, I love them. No, they're complicated.
Yes,
very. I found that out very quickly with this as well. Relationships are complicated. Let me tell you something for all those people who are out there listening. At least I'm hoping people are out there listening, because that could be a problem if there weren't. That doesn't tell you, Zach. I should have brought a bottle of water.
We have a sink here.
Yes. We're all crazy today, guys. Don't mind us.
Thanks to Mark. Whatever he took is... He probably sitting there drinking.
He still has to answer the question.
He still didn't answer the question. Still,
Mark, if you're out there, message us on Facebook. What color is the sky?
Inside joke, guys. Inside joke. Inside joke. Anyways... No, I've been using this analogy for a while now. Relationships. Oh, where do I begin?
Chapter 1.
Chapter...
of 1,000. And counting.
Ow.
And they're painful.
Dude, I look at these meters. You guys are laughing like crazy. Oh, man. Anyways.
I need to step back from the mic.
There you go. I turned off Zach's mic.
God damn you. Turn it back on. Not in that way.
Anyways, back to what we're talking about. Women, for all you women out there listening, please do not deny the fact that when I tell you that your manual is a 5,000-page novel, and that is the condensed version. Us men, first of all, most of us don't like reading. And so giving us a 5,000-page to read, to try and figure you guys out, seriously, what were you guys thinking? That's too complicated. Us men, we're simple. You can go online, find this anywhere. It's a 5-page PDF, and that's how you read us. We're simple. We say what we want. There's no code. The only code we have is the bro code, and that's available on Facebook. your code, I don't even know where to start. You guys are complicated. Seriously, I mean, there are a select few. You know, there are the Reader's Digest versions out there. You know who you are. We know a couple. And then there's some people who they don't have the condensed version. They've got the 10,000 page, 3,600 chapters. That's still a lot.
With hundreds of rules that contradict each other.
And there's a loophole to be found.
It's very.
They've got that tied up in a nice neat little bow. So, anyways, we didn't tell people what our numbers and stuff were today, did we?
Check it out.
Anyways, for you, those people who are listening in, 416-289-5000, extension 8615, tell us what you think about relationships. Do you think they're complicated? Are they wonderful? You tell us. 416-289-5000. That means 5000. Extension 8615. Kelvin will answer the phone, so if you hear not my voice answer the phone, you know who it is. Hey, you didn't get the wrong number. And Kelvin will answer the phone as... Where the wind blows, Calvin speaking.
Hi.
That'll be Calvin.
Like a secretary.
Like a secretary. Hello.
Why don't you tell our viewers about the Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, Facebook. And Twitter.
I'm getting there. We don't have viewers. We have listeners.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Where the wind blows at live.com is how you can email us. Send us your opinions there. That'll go right to my BlackBerry.
BBM.
No, that's not BBM. That's just my BlackBerry. Facebook, it's Where the Wind Blows. It's the page there. Most of you who are listening have already joined that group, so I don't need to tell you how to do that. Throw something up on the wall there, and you can give us your information there. Not information, but your opinion there. Lastly, Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are. Yes, we got that working this week, guys. We got that working for you guys this week. So Where Wind Blows Are on Twitter, and I'm missing something. Twitter. Facebook,
BlackBerry.
BlackBerry Messenger, right? We have a BBM. We have a BBM group. The barcode is available on the Facebook site. Yes. So, anyways, if you want to send us your stuffs and your opinions, the line is always open because there's no one wants to call us. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Email us wherethewindblows@live.com, or you could also send us a message on Facebook, the communication group Where the Wind Blows. Zach, what do you think about this relationship conundrum?
Well, besides saying it's complicated, there isn't much else to say. It's very frustrating because we want to try and be in a relationship with you, but you girls make it very hard to work with. We try to figure you out, and every time we figure we think we figured something out, there's some kind of contradiction, and then we end up not knowing anything. It gets very frustrating, like literally pulling hair out over this. What do you think, Kelvin?
I actually have no comment because I've been single for a while.
Hey, so have I. So you don't have an excuse. What's your opinion on relationships?
Yeah, Kelvin.
It's hard to live without it, and it's hard to live with it. So that's my opinion about it. So yeah.
Women, you're hard to live with. We can't live without you.
Exactly.
So we can't live with you, and we can't live without you.
Exactly.
It's kind of a vicious circle. No, but then again, there's all this testosterone in the air in here. I should be careful what I say.
You don't know who could be listening over in the lounge.
I love you, mother.
I wasn't talking about your mom.
Oh. I mean, I'm in deep trouble when I get to school tomorrow. I'm getting some very angry Facebook messages later today.
You can start now, ladies.
Excuse me. That's not nice. Anyways, the time is now 7:22. We've given you our opinions. We want to talk to you when we get back. About, oh, there goes my screensaver. Oh, no. What are we talking about when we get back, Calvin?
Don't say you don't know.
What are we talking about?
Oh, dear God.
Sorry, I don't have the timetable with me.
Of course you don't have the timetable with you. We've got a discussion thing. the discussion, Son remakes. Oh, nice. Classic remakes from, 50s, 60s, 70s, now being put into modern day. Yeah, the other day, I was in the car with Zach, and we heard a remake of, what was it, Bad or Beat It?
I think it was Beat It.
It was like
a modern techno version of Beat It by Michael Jackson.
It wasn't Michael Jackson, though. I don't know who it was. Well,
the original is by Michael Jackson.
But I don't know who made the remake. It was terrible to listen to, and you don't redo songs that have, that are powerful songs and are very well known by a very well known artist. You don't, that's my opinion, pardon me. So give us your thoughts. Kelvin, tell people about the Facebook.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook. It's Where the Wind Blows, the Facebook page that you can log into your Facebook account and like the page. Our Twitter, Where Wind Blows R, and that's the letter R. Or you can reach us at our telephone, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. We really would like to hear your voices.
We would love to hear from you guys. It would be wonderful to hear from you. You can also throw us a message on the BBM group if you have us. Email us, wherethewindblowsatlive.com. Calvin gave you the rest of the information there. So we're going to take a quick music break here. I think we got this. Do we have this? I'm trying to figure out if we've got this queued up. I sure hope so. If not, we do apologize for the quick cut into Summer Nights, the original by the Greased Broadway cast.
Hanging around down the beach.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys. Hey, you want to know what happened?
Come on.
All right.
Well, I met a boy this summer. It was all very romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
Met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer day drifting away to all the summer nights.
Well, tell me more, tell me more. Did you get very far?
Tell me more, tell me more.
Like, does he have a car?
She swam by me. She got a cramp.
Oh. He ran by me, got my Sudan.
Saved her life, she nearly drowned.
He showed off, splashing around.
Summer sun, something begun.
Tell me more, did you put up a fight?
took a bowling in the arcade. Ow!
We went strolling, drank lemonade.
We made out under the dark.
We stayed out till 10 o'clock.
Summer fling don't mean a thing, but all the summer nights.
Tell me more.
Just turned 18.
When she was good, you know what I mean.
Ow!
Summer heat, boy and girl meet. Then all the summer nights.
Tell me more, tell me more.
I'm a stone in his bed.
Tell me more, could you get me a friend?
It turned colder, that's where it ends.
So I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now.
Summer dreams ripped at the seams.
But
those summer
one day more, another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely second time. One day
I
more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet, with you, my world has started.
One more day I'm on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I was born to be.
Yeah.
judgment day.
Oh, we'll discover what our God in heaven has in store. One more dawn, one more day, one day more.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone save me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
The devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said,
beware,
you'll scuttle a ship. And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie around your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat down.
And as I laugh at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And I hollered, "Someone save me!" That's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." Said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag you under, and the soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down,
sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, those songs you just heard were Summer Nights from Greece, Les Mis, One Day More, and another great song there, which was, another great one there was Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat from the musical Guys and Dolls. So we're opening up everything here, guys. Facebook, Twitter, emails, Facebook, email, Twitters,
BBM.
And call us 416-289-5000, extension 8615, and tell us what your opinion is on remix songs. Zach, you start us off here.
Well, some remixes are okay, but I mean some. The originals are always better, people. If you listen to remixes and think they're better than the original, then you've obviously not heard the original songs. One great example of someone who does really bad remixes, Kanye West.
Amen to that.
The cover king of crap. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be saying that on the air.
That's fine. I say crap all the time.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Crap.
Kanye West, the cover king of crap. He's remixed so many songs that I can't even count. One I can remember, though, is Stronger, which is a remix of Daft Punk's Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. I prefer the original. I do not like rap. I really do not. If you take an awesome song by, like, say, Daft Punk or Michael Jackson or anybody, and you remix it into a rap song, you are public enemy number one. What do you guys think?
I agree. I mean, classic rock, the classic songs, they were done. They're done the way they're supposed to be done.
Yeah.
I've heard, I think, the worst remix I've ever heard in my life. I'm going through my Queen music here. I'm trying to remember exactly what song it was, but there was a Queen version. Oh, I don't know how to spell Queen. There was the song. I think I heard the song Crazy Little Thing Called Love, and I heard a country version of it.
Oh, dear God.
It was absolutely just brutal. I was not happy at all. I was sitting there. I was like, oh, my God. It's like taking AC/DC and getting Justin Bieber to sing it.
That'll be the end of the world, folks.
That'll be the end of the universe. I'm not a fan of Justin Bieber. For example, Michael Jackson, there's a song called... The Beatles did the song Come Together. And Michael Jackson also did a version. Actually, I'm going to play a little snippet here for you. Let me find it here. Michael Jackson also did a version of Come Together. I'm just going to play a little bit of a... Oops. I'm going to play a little snippet here from it. Let us know what you think, because I honestly thought it was just absolutely terrible. So I'm going to play a little snippet here and tell us what you think. Football, she's got on the finger, she's shooting the goal that she say, I know you, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together. That didn't sound right to me.
No, it didn't.
For those of you who don't know the original version...
Yeah, you pull that up.
Oh, well, I pull that up. Zach, you talk to us a little bit. Calvin, tell us what your opinion is.
I fully agree with you guys. Some songs are done pretty terrible, especially if they're remixed. But I also have a second opinion on that, because people that make remixes, they contribute the song into, like, another genre that people like. Like, for example, I listen to a lot of genres, and let me tell you, the song you just played right now, I like that version of it. So that's my opinion. I like that version of the song. I also like the original version of the song. So it's really up to the person. Like, it yeah. depends on, like, what you want to listen to. Like, personally, I listen to everything, so I like whatever you throw at me.
Yeah, okay.
So
here's yeah. here's the original version. Now remember what the Michael Jackson one sounded like. Here's the original. So that was the original. Opinions, gentlemen?
I like the original better. But then this goes back to our... This just brings me back to our discussion last week about the Beatles and iTunes. We didn't really get much hits on our discussion board on
no,
that.
No, we didn't.
Unfortunately.
That's unfortunate. But yeah, guys, we want to hear your opinions on this. Seriously, please, 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 please let us know what's going on. You can BBM myself. Throw it up on the group. Do the Facebook, the Twitter. Call us. Please, please call us. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Give us a call. Let us know what you think, or do something on the Facebook, Twitter, email, BBM. Find a way to get a hold of us. We want to know what you think. While we're waiting, we're going to play another wonderful song from another wonderful Broadway musical. This is actually the Tim Burton version of the song. It's there's the Sweeney Todd musical. This is from the Tim Burton version. Personally, I like the Broadway version better, but it just didn't suit it going on air. So here we are, guys. Sweeney Todd, My Friends. Oh, that's not what I wanted to hear. Try it again. Here we go.
See how they glisten. See this one shine. How he smiles in the light. My friend, my faithful friend. Speak to me, friend. Whisper, I'll listen. I know you've been locked out of sight all these years, like me, my friend. Well, I've come home to find you waiting.
I want it.
Ladies and gentlemen, those two songs you heard were Sweeney Todd, My Friends, and also I Want It All from We Will Rock You. And we're just going to talk a bit. Calvin wants to show us something. Another Broadway music we were talking about is called Billy Elliot, and we're going to be playing a song from that. What's that song, Calvin?
It is called Solidarity.
Nice. That's pretty exciting. We've got someone playing the piano out there. Zach, can you do me a favor?
Sure. I was going to talk about the show, but okay, I'll do that first.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your show. Okay, talk about your show. I'll be right back. Talk about your show.
I was going to talk about the Billy Elliot show. But if you want me to talk about my show?
Both. Go.
Okay, first, I guess we'll talk about my show, my radio show that I talked to you about 2 weeks ago called The Jukebox. It is now, we now have a Facebook site up and running for the public to start sending in their requests and their shout outs, their dedications, whatever. I am now taking requests for next week's show, which will begin at 8:30 on Wednesday, December 1st, right after Where the Wind Blows.
Right after our show.
And yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. So also, I guess now I'll start talking about this Billy Elliot show. For those of you who have not seen the Broadway musical Billy Elliot, the basic premise is about a boy who lives in a community where the main resource is mining. All the fathers, all the men in this little community are all miners, and this father of the child, Billy Elliot, wants him to grow up to be a boxer, a strong boxer, so that he can bring in money for the family. But Billy wants to be a ballet dancer. So the whole show is about him wanting to pursue his dream as an amazing dancer, and his father trying to show him that's not right, that's not what he wants for him. But in the end, Billy fulfills his dream. So I think Calvin is ready to...
Actually, we found out that it's like a 10-minute song, and we've got 10 minutes left of the show.
Oh, okay. So never mind, then.
There's another wonderful song out there I'm just going to talk to you guys about. There's a show called We Will Rock You. We talked about that one already. Speaking about actually We Will Rock You, there's rumors flying around. They're coming out with We Will Rock You 2, The Show Must Go On.
Oh,
I've heard about it. I've heard it's actually going to premiere here in Toronto. That's what I've heard.
That'll be awesome.
I mean, I could be wrong, obviously, because, you know, I'm not perfect or always right.
Hopefully they have the same cast as the original from
Hopefully. To be honest, hideouts. But anyways, there's another musical that just flew into town. Oh, good analogy there, Eric. Wicked. It came here about 4 years ago?
I think so.
4 years ago, it originally made its debut in Toronto. It's pretty much the story... The story you don't know from The Wizard of Oz. Calvin, what do you got over there? You're waving me out over here.
I'm ready.
Oh,
now you want to play that clip.
It's like 10 minutes. We've only got 10 minutes after the show. I said cut it.
Well, we can play a little clips of it.
Little clip? Let's play a little clip of this.
Let's play a little clip of this.
All right, so I'm going to transfer this over to you. You can have this. There you go.
For those of you who want to hear the rest of the song, go on YouTube and look up the song Solidarity from Billy Elliot.
We'll even post it on our Facebook group. So you guys can check it out.
Yeah, you can do that.
You guys can definitely check it out. But we'll just play you a little clip right here. Just give me a second. There we go.
Ready?
Sorry.
Concentrate. We'll do some Super Sues. And 5, 6, 7, 8. Shoulders down, pointed feet. Lovely arms, Sharon. Yes, that would be both arms, Keely Gibson. Feet in.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a little snippet from the from that song, Solidarity, from the Billy Elliot musical.
Yeah.
Lastly, while I was talking to you about Wicked, we're going to play a song here from that musical. It's called Defying Gravity, one of the more pop... Oh, whoops. You didn't hear that. Oops.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
We're always experiencing technical difficulties. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, Defying Gravity from Wicked.
You've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. Can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost.
Come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together.
together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda dreams the way we plan them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Down. Well, are you coming? I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're
gentlemen, that was Defying Gravity from the hit Broadway musical Wicked. And we've got about 30 seconds before we have to go off the air. We're just going to tell you what we have lined up for next week. Well, that's a surprise. We can't tell you that. What's the fun in you figuring out for yourself? But what I can tell you is next week we'll be playing a lot of acoustic music. I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, we are out of time for today, and thank you for all who tuned in. Sorry, I heard we had some technical difficulties sometimes on your end, and we apologize for that. There's something we could do over here. Anyways, I'm Eric Terry.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
And I'm your guest host, Zach Murillo.
And we are going home.
Peace.